Teams getting ready for the opening of the second half. And the Southern Iowa Technology text line is been hot. Check out this tailgating crew. And that is a good-looking crew. The camper, the awning's out. You can see that something is brewing in the background. And they all have something cold in their hand. Sitting, waiting in line to buy Iowa versus Iowa State tickets, listening to the ball game, Go Big Blue.
Speaking of, you know,
I don't even want to talk about it.
Well, no, I know, but I'm going to talk about. I'm going to give a shout out, you know, to one of our nice sponsors too, that helps us. I think certainly helping in the station tonight. You know, Albie Brewing Company with their many.
I am starving. You bring that up?
No, but I've got you, because
wrong with you?
I got a text from Brian Lindbergh, said it, and wanted to know what Barb and he worked out really well, and wanted to know, you know, what we wanted, what kind of pizzas we wanted, and then they would deliver. And I'm like, we're in Mount Air. If you want to deliver, that'd be awesome.
Hey, it's just an hour and 45 minutes, so yeah. Get on over here.
But I think he took it to the station instead, and certainly with the carryouts, the variety of food, and pizzas.
It's worth waiting for, Stocker. I'll wait to 1 hour 45.
Yeah, but appreciate them. I know we've got some folks there listening in. Beautiful night sitting on that courtyard. Just hope everyone's having a great time, and we got a 7-0 lead here as the teams are getting on the field, and we really hope that we can continue this and maybe wear the team down.
All right, Nick Yarkoski and the rest. Go, Nick Yarkoski and the rest of the Big Blue from Robin and Jerry Brickman. Listening in from Oskaloosa, Lexi, Nate, and Tyler Jones cruising back from a tumble, and they've got us checked in and dialed in.
Got one from Sharon Crawl, who's also out of Georgetown, getting things ready and prepped for next weekend's big event on Labor Day weekend. So,
well, Uncle Mark from Victorville, California,
nice.
Checking in. Go Big Blue. Nice. See you guys in 3 weeks. Well, we can't wait to see you.
Oh, please stop it and say hi.
Here we go.
Case is doing a great job.
Yes, he is. Go Big Blue from Melissa McDonald. And we want to hear from you. 641-799-1437, Southern Iowa Technology text line. And the second half about to begin. Back deep for the Blue Demons. Hunter Weldon, along with Lesh, and back deep. Here's a short kick. Going to bounce at the 15 and roll forward. Picked up by Weldon, trying to get to the left side. Gets a big block and trying to get to the corner. Has a man. Has a wall to the 40, 45 midfield. Weldon down the sideline. Turn on the afterburners, and he's brought down from behind. And nearly got that for a touchdown and a special teams play on this football Friday night. Hunter, the golden foot Weldon.
Had a couple great blocks, but none bigger than Blake Lawless back in the back there, or back in way deep at about the 25-yard line.
Kate Crawl kicked
that on. Kate Crawl on this side, and then also I think Brett Freshwater just kind of helped seal that wall up and just about beat the kicker Worcester for that touchdown.
11 seconds into this second half. 7-0 Albion. The ball at the 30, 20-yard line inside the Summers Insurance Blue Zone, and the Blue Demons are on the prowl.
And what you're seeing here, this every time Carter's got it, because of those couple fumbles and the ball slipped out of his hands, every one of those defenders is trying to strip that ball loose. I think we talk about the blood in the water, and I think Mount Air thinks that's a weakness of ours. And so Coach Staten is very accurate. We've got to control that, and Carter just needs to keep running, because he'll continue to run through that if all they're going to do is try to strip instead of make tackles.
Here's the handoff running with it, and that is straight ahead.
Freshwater
with some fresh legs gets inside the 15, down close to that 10-yard line. And the moment you start to key on Carter Isley, Christian, that's what can happen to a defense.
Oh yeah, when you got a big old running back like that, people forget that, hey, we got three other players that can run with the ball. And man, they hit that so quick. I thought Carter Isley had the ball.
Yeah, it was a great double pump clutch in there to get it to Fresh right up the middle, getting a good hard runner.
Here's a handoff. Isley with the football inside the 10 on his way. It takes a wall of black jerseys. You can't bring one. You can't bring two. You better bring 11 if you're going to stop the Iceman. And he has the first down, and Albia has a goal to go from the 5-yard line. And we talked about momentum.
Yeah.
This is the momentum you need to get the second half started.
And Coach Staten and his squad does a great job of coming out with a good game plan to start second halves, to really attack. And that's why a lot of times we'll defer and go defense first. Carter Ezra on the right side, bubble in. Fumble
the goal line,
I think he crossed.
And he crossed. Gets across the goal line.
Touchdown.
No, they're going to spot it down.
First off, the ball crossed the plane, and he fumbled it afterwards after he just got in there, and then it went backwards.
The side judge is running in. I think
Judge already had his hands up in the air and blew the whistle.
The ball came loose, and Romanko dove on it.
Right.
And so it's going to be Albie's ball. They're just going to determine whether or not he fell on it in the end zone, if Isley came across the goal line, broke the goal line. And it's not the body of the running back.
The
it's the football.
Yeah. And the near official had a good view of it. But boy, so did, I thought we did as well. I thought the ball was clearly, it just barely has to cross the plane. The whole ball doesn't have to go across the goal line. I really thought Carter, it did that. The ball did fumble loose and back, and we recovered it. So worst case scenario, it's first and on the 6-inch line. But the officials are conferring, and I really hope they go ahead and just allow that touchdown to stand, because I think it was clearly it was a good touchdown.
7-0 Albion, 9:54 just underway here in this second half. And we're waiting for the indication here. And I don't think they're gonna keep it right where it's at about the half yard line.
Or less, yeah. It's tight. The near official's gonna win the day. They're going to go over and talk to Coach Staten, which I like officiating crews. You know there's going to be some confusion and concern. I really like the officials taking the time just to make sure all the coaches know what's going on. They're also talking to the Mountaineer coaches. Nothing's worse than confusion, and so I really appreciate the officials doing that. And it's such an early game. Everybody's got their A game going, including the officials, at least in terms of their communication.
Bob Toops says, go Big Blue. Keep it rolling. Tony Bones Durian and Bussy checking in. Go Big Blue. Mike Kirk checking in. And the Southern Iowa Technology text line is still open, 641-799-1437. We got some goodies to give away. We'll keep having some fun here on this opening of this 2015 football season. And here comes the officials.
They've got the conversations all done. They're coming back out. Blue Demons already have the play. They want to run. As soon as they blow the whistle, they'll break the huddle and go see if they can't get the score here. Just under 10 minutes, 2 minutes in this third quarter.
Is that a flame?
Oh, that looks like
an explosion.
Is that
a controlled flame on the patio on 22 North Main?
That looks like an explosion.
Go Blue. Roy, Selena, Bella, and Bonnie checking in. That is a flamethrower.
That's all right, man. That's awesome.
That's a weapon in some wars. Second down and goal to go from the 1 yard line. Bear under center. Hands it off to Freshwater, and he will fall.
It's a question of who's got the ball, but he fell for it. I don't know how the ball. Again, I don't think the officials are catching the ball crossing the
Big
plane.
Big C, you're right down there, buddy. You and Cousin Eddie.
There's just a bunch of jerseys everywhere. You can't see nothing.
How can he fall forward on the 2-inch line and not cross the plane?
Wow.
I don't understand the spot here, but that's third and one again.
Third down, goal to go from the 3-inch line.
So just pound it. I mean, this is where it's man on man. That's who wants it.
I'll take Carter Isley any day of the week.
I'd hate to be the guards and center.
Third down and goal to go. Here is Isley over the right side. Touchdown, Albion. Carter, the Iceman Isley, and it took a little bit to get those arms raised. But Carter Isley puts another six up on the board, and the Blue Demons answer on the opening drive of the second half, Dan, and that's the way you need to get the momentum going your way here in the second half.
Well, and Christian made that comment about momentum, and that's huge, and it's who can establish that and get the game and make your own a game, its outcome. And nice job of the Blue Demons. Continue to be patient. Continue to pound and work that. Try to get the PAT here. Get a 14-0 lead if we can.
How big is that kickoff, Cousin Eddie, that special teams play to set up this shortened field?
Yeah, that's exactly all. The momentum started with the kickoff. Absolutely.
Here's the extra point. Bassett's kick is high enough, long enough. It will be good enough, and the Blue Demons will take a 2-touchdown lead, 14-0, 9:08 to go. Your Sinnott Piercebacher Funeral Home touchdown, touchdown, Albion. We're going to take a break. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Hey, football fans, join your friends at Dwight Buffalo Lounge after the game, and during them, too, with fresh and meaty jumbo chicken wings brushed with your favorite sauce. Ice down buckets of beer and delicious pizza made from scratch. That's the White Buffalo Lounge for hot wings, buckets of beer, hot pizza, and good times.
All right, back in the Friday Night Live studio, let's get you caught up on several scores out and about. We've got Sheraton leading Centerville 21-0. Fairfield on top of Davis County 14-0. It's Winterset beating Oskaloosa 7-0. And Linville Sully on top of Van Buren 34-0. Moravia leading Tri-County 13-0. They were in a lightning delay. We'll see if they're still in a lightning delay. Twin Cedars has gone into a weather delay as well. They are leading English Valleys 20-0, but in a weather delay for Twin Cedars. Pella Christian all over PCM 35-7, and a new score coming in has Mount Pleasant up on Ottumwa 7-6 at the halftime break. Eddieville Blakesburg is trailing Pekin 24-14 in the third period. You can get all the scores on Thunderbolt. That's our free smartphone app brought to you by the White Buffalo. Let's get back to more action. Albia leads 14-0 over Mountaineer. It's now time for the GP Insurance kickoff.
Here comes the kick, filled it at the 15-yard line, breaks through a defender, and then will be brought down but not until he gets out across the 30 to 32-yard line. A good return there. Number 23, boys, he's got a little extra juice in his legs. Kyle Dolchek.
Yeah, he's a very, very good runner. You know, last year, just as a running back, he gained 660 yards, the second most rusher, leading rusher on the team, and so very, very quick.
Steve and Tanya Ryan. And
headed to the quarterback, and Taylor just looked up and big old eyes, didn't know what to do.
I would be glad I was wearing black if I had Carter Isley coming out like me at that Cousin Eddie.
Yeah, it looks like he came up a little, little sore there. He's checking his left ankle.
Well, 7:13 to go here. Punt formation. Here's a punt, a high booming punt. This is going to be returnable. Hunter Welding going back, and it's going to sail, and it will go out of bounds. It got a lot of air underneath that one, and Albia will come back on offense. 7:05 to go, third quarter. The Blue Demons with the football. Dan, this, every drive's important, but I'll tell you what, if you can punch this ball in, it helps to put a little bit of icing upon that cake, and you start to get yourself some distance, and you really want to put away a team like Mount Airy right now.
This is a team that won't quit. I mean, there's just so many athletes, and they're well played. Carter Isley's going to take a few plays here to kind of hit, or take a look at that ankle, as I think
it looks like it's cramps. Looks like he's having cramps on his calves.
And I can't tell if that's Tony Leshen or Bryce Leshen in the backfield.
Here's a handoff. Running with it. Here's a face mask. Is no call. Freshwater had to readjust his helmet completely, and it's difficult for the official sometimes to see that, Dan, but that was obvious face mask.
He's looking ahead at the blockers in that particular case. He's right there, but unfortunately just didn't see the face mask. But nice job. Brett kept running hard, picked up about 4 or 5 yards there. Again, it was a tailback now in for Carter is Bryce Leshen.
I could see the peanut.
Little thunder and lightning here.
Pound for pound, baby. I'll tell you what, I don't know if there's any tougher dude in town.
If he gets the ball, he will run hard and not quit until that whistle blows.
Hey, he won't run away from you. He'll just run right through you.
Rubin's racing. He has fun with that. He's fun to watch.
Second down, 5 for the Blue Demons. Here's Leshen with the football. Out across the 35-yard line, a gain of about 3, maybe 4 on that second down carry. He's going to bring up third down, and let's call it about 3 for the Blue Demons. Katie Dyson, Cassie Kroll cheering for our brothers from Ankeny. Go, Big Blue.
Good touch there for Bryce Leshen coming on the left side. So nice job in getting those extra yards there.
That's a different look, between Carter Isley and
And Bryce, you bet. Kate Kroll comes in at the wide receiver spot now.
What a good-looking athlete. Going to be a future quarterback. Here's Leshen. Sidesteps a defender and squirts his way through for a first down. He's so quick, and he is powerful. You do not want to look at Bryce Leshen and say that's a small guy coming for you, because he's a Mack truck hiding behind a...
Because time you see him, he is on you.
Yes.
And so he's going to pop you, and that's what he did. He hit the linebacker, and the linebacker went back, and Bryce just kept running through. And it's a case where the linebacker didn't get a chance to see him until he comes through that hole. Where Carter, you can kind of maybe get a heads up on. Bryce, you're not seeing until it's too late.
5.5 to go here. Third quarter, 14-0 Albia with the power eye formation. Here's a handoff running with it. Leshen. Bryce Leshen across midfield, close to the first down marker. How about that little lightning there, Cousin Eddie?
That's some strong running there. Strong running.
And you're seeing in the last 3 touches, he's just gotten more confident in terms of how he's bursting through it. He now knows he can trust that line, that those holes are going to be there. The first one, he's kind of seeing, feeling it out, but he's just gained that confidence quickly and running like we know he can.
Ball at the 47-yard line of Mount Air. Albia stays in that tight power eye formation. Bear comes under center. Again, a handoff. Running with it, Leshen. Leshen has the first down, and he's still moving forward.
No. Fumble. He
fumbled the football, and did Taylor come up with that?
Yes, Mount Air's got the ball. Whether he was down or not, but yeah.
Wow. That was a hard run. Had the first down. Great, great hole right up the middle. But, boy, somehow that ball squirted loose, and I know Bryce is just not happy at all right now.
Well, the quarterback who is playing safety come up with it.
Yeah.
And
that was a big hit late on him is what happened.
Mount Air is going to come up with it. Let's get a quick scoring update while the change of downs takes place. And back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill, take it away.
All right, the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board as continues to have Twin Cedars in a weather delay as they were leading at last report 20-0. Oskaloosa has just scored a field goal on Winterset, but Winterset still leads it. The Huskies up 7-3. And it is Pella now extending their lead on Washington 29-7. Knoxville at the half leading Newton 9-7. And in the second period, it looks like Montezuma and Grundy Center are scoreless. So thank you. We called out for that score. Thank you for that score. Bondurant Farrar at the half, leading North Polk 10-7. And it is West Marshall trailing CMB 35-8. There's the score I was looking for. Fairfield leading Davis County right now 14-0. Let's get back live to the Absolute broadcast booth in Mount Air. Here's the crew.
Second down carry. Again, Kyle Dolchek on a little counter play. Gets out across the 40-yard line, a gain of about 7, maybe 8 yards. It's going to bring a third down and 2. Play before, though, Christian, how about the play by young Caden Crawl? He has played big tonight.
Oh, my goodness. He was like a like a missile come right at that guy. You couldn't even see him hardly, and just boom.
Little passive flat, right, and Cade Crawl met the receiver, and the ball went for naught. Here's a counter play again, and met in the backfield and brought down. Little to no gain. I think that was Bulldog Lawless on the stop
Blake
there.
Yeah, Lawless on that one.
Got a player coming up slow for Mount Air here. Starting to get to the point tonight. We've seen a little bit of couple players now doing a little stretching, getting a little cramping. We heard, obviously, Carter. We've seen Mount Air a couple players. This one looks more like an injury.
How are you guys doing over there? You know, this is a first game of the season for you guys, too. Did you get properly hydrated today, Cousin Eddie?
Yeah, I've been hydrating all day. I know it's going to be a long game, a big fought game. So, yeah.
Part of you said Cousin Eddie's off-season workout involved swimming with the Sharks?
Well, yeah, that really, you know, we got a timeout on the field. They work on the injured player. But, you know, Cousin Eddie, we found out that you were into professional clowning, and we met some of the people
and invented a category. You know, clowns, I mean, it's very serious. Invented a category in balloon art.
I didn't realize how serious.
Abstract balloon art.
Yeah.
Most people do like animals and things you can relate to. It's abstract with him. It's very creative and intuitive.
And the RV racing, Cousin Eddie, down in Arkansas last year. I know that you're still doing some of that, but you took on your life is not tasted, it's lived. But tell us about the swimming with the Sharks in Cortez, Mexico.
Yeah, well, you have the running of the bulls in Spain, but in Mexico they do the swim with the Sharks where they actually put, like, blood and chubs in the water, and you just got to swim. Comes to Sharks, you got to swim.
You know, I think, is it true that you were inspired by the way Albion Shark defense last year? You know, yeah. When we talked all about this, is that what led you to search this out and become a part of it?
Yeah, when they smell the blood in the water, and they're all over the football. Yeah, that's kind of like, that's what inspired me. And I'll give it a shot, see what happens.
You know, and I think it's one of those cases, too. You don't have to be the fastest swimmer. Just don't be the slowest.
Chub. Why would they chub the water? I mean, with the running of the bulls, it's not as if maybe they do. Yeah, they do. In Spain. It's in Spain, the running of the bulls. And I don't know, Cousin Eddie. I want you back here next year.
Well, don't worry. I'm a good swimmer.
The injured player is being helped off. 4:07 to go here. Let's get a quick scoring update while they attend to the player. 14-0 here. 4:07 to go in the third quarter. J-Mill, a quick scoring update.
All right. A little NFL action here for you. The Chiefs leading Tennessee 17-10. Again, Sheraton on top of Centerville 21-0. It looks like North Mahaska's back in a lightning delay until 9:10 now. One more quick one, gentlemen. Southeast Warren at the half leads Cardinal of Eldon 6-0. Back live to you.
The player from Mount Eric being helped across. Looks like an ankle injury. Boy, you hate to see that in the opening game, and you hate to see it any time.
Right.
This is a really good Mount Air football team, folks. Fourth down play here. 4:07 to go, third quarter. Albia with a 14-0 lead. The Raiders will come under center. Taylor, fourth down in about a yard. Got to watch for the hard count. He's giving one right now.
Yeah, Blue Demons are not budging, waiting for the
move. He'll send a man in motion. Dolchek in motion to the right side, and we'll have the first down out across the 45-yard line.
Starting to rain.
Oh, it is. Cousin Eddie called it, buddy.
Where's your ponchos?
Well, the crowds are starting to flee, but here comes the rain. That will make things a little interesting as we still have 3:40 left in the third quarter. So we'll see what comes of this. But the Blue Demons now find themselves still on defense. First and 10 for Mount Air from their own 45-yard line.
Dominic and David Morris checking in, class of 2019. Boy, that's going to be a fun class to watch. They got plans for the trip to the dome. Here's a handoff up the middle, a little dive play, and this one's going to go for naught. And there's the Sharks you're talking about, Cousin Eddie.
Trevor Blackford.
Oh, yeah, they had like four or five right there in the middle there. I plugged it up nicely.
And just like that, the rain stopped. Or it looks like it from here. I'm not outside. Yeah,
I put my jacket on. That's what happened.
There you go.
Well, if you want the rain, let me wash my car. Go Big Blue from Kyle Turner.
Or you can take it to Absolute Cleaning.
There you go. A much better choice. Go Big Blue. Keep it rolling. Joe, Carey, and Logan Knowles checking in. Second down long here. Rolling back. Taylor plants. Goes to the flat. Oh, nearly. Oh, and he gets passed. INT. Hunter Weldon the other way. Inside the 20. The 15. Hunter Weldon. Golden feet himself. Steps in front of the pass and the INT. All turnovers brought to you by River Life Family Worship Center. When you're looking for a turnover in your life, you know, check that freshwater. Freshwater will surge forward. Initially hit in the backfield, Dan did a good job of keeping his feet moving.
Yeah, tried to dart back where the hole wasn't supposed to be, but he saw that. And again, quite honestly, that Brad is really good just running straight up and down that field and having to dart in and out. He hasn't had that many reps at that tailback spot or fullback spot, so it's just a little harder for him to adjust that. But a great job of seeing that on the backside to cut back and get what he could to come just short, fourth and a half yard.
Well, here it is, Albia. Fourth down and less than a yard. The ball at the 5-yard line. Bear in the power eye formation off to Isley. Isley sidesteps the defender, spins around and falls forward. And that utter strength, that extra ounce of energy and 250 pounds gets the first down for the Blue Demons, and Albia will have a first down goal to go from the 4-yard line.
You know, the thing that really impresses me, too, is, again, I mentioned it in the first half, but just his footwork. And, again, that's, I think, a wrestling thing. You know, you just develop all these great techniques. But, you know, he's spinning out there, and then he knows to spin the right amount and then lunges forward with that 6'2 frame and then picks up a yard and a half, but clearly gets the first down.
Again, Isley, right side, fighting towards the goal line. Touchdown, Albia. Carter, the Iceman Isley, on his third touchdown of the night, and the Blue Demons will take a 3-touchdown lead. A Senate Pierce-Mocker Funeral Home touchdown, Albia. And how about that, Big D?
You know, that's just great. And that's, it's raining off and on here, little sprinkles. You know, the ball's going to be a little wet. The Blue Demons just pound it and do what they do best. And that's running that ball, staying just inside the tackle, sometimes slip out a little bit. Great job of Carter Isley. And quite honestly, the offensive line getting those holes and just keep pounding on the Mount Air defense.
Brendan Bass. Hunter's had a big night tonight.
A lot of guys have had big nights. And Cousin Eddie talked about they're just performing at a very smooth level, very clear, crisp level. And we saw that last week at that scrimmage game where they really look pretty good. Usually it's kind of sloppy and a lot of ifs and whats. But, boy, they look good there, and they're taking it on the field for the real game tonight.
Here's a pitch going to the right side, going to cut it back up. And being brought down, little to no gain. Well read that time by the Blue Demon defensive front. You know, Albie is very athletic up front, able to move laterally. And, you're challenged tonight with the big bodies across from you, but our athleticism is starting to take a little charge here.
Yeah, and again, you've got guys who, we have some guys going both ways. You know, we see a little plays, but not 100%, whereas Mount Air's got a lot of their big guys are having to play both sides of the ball, both offensive line and defensive line. And I think that takes a toll on a team, no matter how well they condition.
Well, three quarters now are now in the book, and the Blue Demons will go to the fourth and final quarter. 21-0 your lead when we come back. Back to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon football. Don't go anywhere.
When you're ready to move heaven or earth, call Lathrop Construction in Albia. They'll move the earth for you. Whether you need ponds, terraces, waterways.
He was near Georgetown on that throw.
Yeah.
He almost... Georgetown to Mount Air.
And again, he's rolling this time. He's rolling out to the right side. It's a little harder throw for him, but got his feet set and threw that thing from about the 5, and he landed all the way at the 50, just inside the 50. So it's a big, big toss going across his body.
Oh, hang on, boys. Here comes some fun. Hunter Weldon standing back near midfield. He's going to be the lone back as Mount Air is going to be punting from its end zone. Cousin Eddie, this could be some fun.
He's very quick back there, so a lot of speed and who's out there joining him?
Blake Bear.
Blake Bear. Not normally, he can, but he's not normally the deep guy in the punt.
Last year he had several touchdowns. Yeah. Here's a high punt, and Weldon's going to fair catch at the 50-yard line, and that's where the Blue Demons offense will come back. You know, we miss Rudy. Yeah. I miss Rudy. He's a great Friday Night's Lights brother, but we're missing Jimmy. And Big T,
yeah.
And I know they're both listening in. Love you guys. Can't wait to get you back here next week.
Did you tell them it was a home game? What was the deal? Because you guys are nasty, well, too. You're used
Mount
to Jimmy.
Air doesn't deserve. And Mount Pleasant, very similar.
And that might, not have been a mistake on your part. It's just
saying.
Way, yeah. As we
it's
traveled
Jack
on
and Johnny Flattery, too.
As we traveled on I-80 tonight.
Yeah, we sure did, didn't we? Albie with the lead. 11:07 to go here in the fourth and final quarter. 21-0 Blue Demons. Albie with the football. Bear faking it up, rolls back, has time. Plenty of time, throws it down the middle of the field. Complete on his way to the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Albie. Kyle Sinnott for the Blue Demon. Touchdown, touchdown, Albie. A Sinnott, Piercebacher funeral home. Touchdown, and how about that? He put the ball on his hip, Bear did, and he had a wide open Kyle Sinnott, and the Sinnott knew what to do with it when he got it. Touchdown, Albia. How about that, Cousin Eddie? Old fake handoff and up and away we went.
I tell you what, he had a lot of time to throw that ball, too, didn't he?
That offensive line.
And play action.
Wow.
So that sucked the defense in and let Kyle develop that pass route and get wide open. My goodness.
See, I know you work 7DC. And my phone's ringing.
Well, that's not going to work.
No, you can't call me when I'm on the air.
We can't patch it in or we would. Just drag that thing
there
together.
You go. Thanks, Dan.
Yeah.
Each have a game on it? Okay.
Blake right. Bear's still quarterback in our center. Hands it right off to Freshwater.
Blake Wallace. Bulldog Wallace. And he picks up the first down and takes down the official.
Yeah. He's going to take anyone who's in his row. Blake Wallace, he's coming in as the fullback. Some might think he's a little undersized, but he's so strong when he runs. And he's, 175 pounds. Did a great job.
Great job, Hunter, from the Grinsteads. Thanks, guys, for the good work saying my name on the radio about me. I'm listening at home, and that has to be the one and only Jack and Johnny Flattery.
Should have had him in the helicopter tonight.
Yes, we should have. Here's Bryce Lesion, a big hole inside the 20-yard line, and that is a pickup of about 15 yards. And how about the hole that Bryce Lesion had to run through, Cousin Eddie? That was the parting of the Black Sea.
I'm telling you, that offensive line, they got it figured out, and they were just pushing around.
And again, we've got some guys in there subbing in there, so we're getting some fresh faces and also fresh bodies. I mean, they're not tired. They're ready to go at it. They want to show. There's some capable guys out there that are just not getting some snaps, but it's a good team.
Here's Lesion. Slices the defender. Jumps over one on his way inside the 15-yard line. Oh, Christian. Bryce Peanut Lesion. Boy, is he fun to watch.
His legs are just moving constantly. No matter where he's at on the field, there's three guys, one guys, or no guys on him. They are moving just as fast as if he's running down the field.
Happy a second down, and let's call it three here. Ball at the 12-yard line. Here's a pitch. Lesion gets to the corner, has the first down, stays on his feet, Dan, and he
was slipping.
Wow.
And still picked up 6 yards. The grass is wet. There's been a little sprinkle out there. Just and as Christian said, he keeps his feet moving, and that's the way to keep moving the ball forward.
Just love the way that this offense is creating space for the running backs, and the running backs take and make every ounce of it. And we approach the 7-minute mark here. Albie out in front, 29-0. Opening of this 2015 football season. Bear under center. Offset eye, a pitch to Bryce Lesion, and he'll be brought down. Great job of reading that one by Carl Dalton.
Cal Dalton, yeah.
Cal, just, or Carl.
Yeah, no, Al. That's,
they went to different schools together.
Yes.
Keep it up, Big Blue. Great start to the season. Vic Sanders from UNI checking in. Looking forward to another great season. Attaway, Big Blue, Jeff, Jessica, Jade, and Janelle Cadell.
Love that family.
Go Big Blue from Baby. I can't read. Eva Bassett, first radio ball game. Well, welcome aboard. Here's a run straight at the middle towards
close.
The goal line.
Just short.
Just short.
Wow. Everything but a score once again, but it'll be on about that half-yard line, 6 inches at best.
The peanut. The one and only Bryce Lesion. And he's knocking on the door here. Third down, goal to go from the 1 yard line. Rolling under 6 minutes to go. Power eye formation. Here's Lesion. In for the Blue Demon. Touchdown. Touchdown, Albia. Bryce Lesion. Another Senate Piercebacher funeral home. Touchdown. Touchdown, Albia. And Dan, the depth of this program when you can take a Carter Eisley and bring in a Bryce Leshen and then you have Blake Lawless and you have Brett Freshwater and you can put Hunter Whelan back there. Well, you have depth.
And you're up front. Those holes are being created. You got Brian Rasky getting in there right now. Jacob West. You know, you've got guys coming in there who are more than capable, and we're showing that they can come in and make plays and taking advantage of the opportunities. And so you tip your hat to the whole squad here, and you know, Bulldog coming in on the offensive side. And it's just that's what a good program, good team should have. Each year, you should have bodies who can come in.
Albula look for the extra point. They will shift this time. Last time, a directional snap. Albula will start with the lineman over to one side, and then they'll shift. And here comes the extra point attempt. Bassett's kick is on its way, and look out, Georgetown. Here it comes.
Looks good, kicking out PAT. Just under 6 minutes, 36-0 is our score here.
Let's take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football, all Albia in this fourth quarter. Don't go anywhere.
Quality Ag Service is proud to be your ag supply partner for seed, fertilizer, chemicals, and livestock feed. Quality Ag Service is the oldest ag company in our area for one reason. You come first with Quality Ag. Your best result is always the goal at Quality Ag. In business serving farmers' needs for nearly 20 years, Quality Ag Service. Please visit us in Albia or Melrose for all your fall fertilizer needs and check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and QualityAg.com. Thank you for your business from Quality Ag.
Monroe County Hospital and Clinics is proud to announce the development and opening of our new Rehabilitation Services Department. This is Stephanie Coughlin, Rehab Services Manager. My team of highly qualified professionals is here to meet your rehabilitation needs. We are open from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, except Tuesday, we are open until 4:30. If you have any questions or would like to schedule an appointment, please call us at 641-932-1673. We look forward to meeting you.
.54 to go, 36-0. Bassett sent the kickoff for the Blue Demons. Albia with the lead here. And Bryce Leshen back out there, gentlemen. And after scoring the touchdown, he's looking to make another mark. Here's a line drive kick. Going to be fielded at about the 10-yard line. Here comes Dulacek over the left side, has some running room, gets a block. Good blocking here by the Raiders out across midfield. Bassett. And Bassett will make the stop. But I'll tell you what, Cousin, you have to be impressed with the way this Raider team blocks for Dulacek. And he is going to have some returns for touchdowns this year. Couldn't agree any more with you, little buddy. You couldn't have said that any better.
No.
Where'd you go? He's been caught in the shark tank.
You guys talking to me?
Range.
No. We had to fry.
Listen, Albia Brewing Company brought up these two huge, hot, piping pizzas.
Would you? Yeah. Thanks,
and
buddy.
So the Brian and Paul.
One of them
Paul
was supposed to be ours.
And the crew. Oh, whoops.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, sorry about that. What did you want, guys?
Yeah, you're not.
Did you go to break?
No.
Okay.
When we break, it'll be you for eating our pizza. 5:08 to go here, and Albia calls a timeout. We will as well as we make
would you like me to go to break?
Air.
All right. We'll be right back after this.
Sennett Funeral Home is locally owned and operated with a new location opening this fall. Our staff, Jen and I, are proud to be part of the community, supporting and helping families in their time of need. Just like the Albia athletes and their philosophy of every man a brother, they're supporting each other at every event. Sennett Funeral Home, proud to support the Albia Athletics.
Vermeer balers are known for durability and longevity, so when designing the new N-Series balers, that's where they started. Heavy-duty components provide superior strength and resilience. Smart features like the available automatic pickup clutch help extend machine life, and the E-Link Pro display puts bale weight and moisture readings at your fingertips. Plus, N-Series balers are backed by the best distribution network in the industry. Bottom line, the new N-Series balers are durability redefined. Come see Vermeer balers at Bowser Equipment in Albia and ask about the new N-Series balers from Vermeer, equipped to do more.
Wow. I'm waiting for John Flattery and his next big song.
Let's go with
Talk
the,
sporty
let's go with
to
the
me.
Quick intro, why don't we?
Yeah. 36-0 Albia, 4.5 to go here, running clock here. Raiders with the ball at the 44-yard line. Lots of fresh jerseys in there for the Blue Demons.
I'm going to start rattling off some names here shortly.
Taylor sends a man in motion, hands it off straight ahead. No, he's going to keep it, tries to get to the outside, and will be brought down out of bounds. The clock will continue to roll here again. After 35-point stand, it's a running clock.
Yeah, I want to get these subs mentioned because these guys work hard, and you love seeing it when they get a chance to play. In or now in a corner is Brandon Persons, who's in there. Also, Taryn Padilla, trying to catch my numbers. Again, we are score here is 36-0 with a continuing running clock here, 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Third down in about two for the Raiders. They'll send a man in motion and a fake handoff option play. It's optioned and bobbled and being wrestled down, but a good job of getting back to the line of scrimmage and then falls forward, Dan. Boy, that was nearly a big play for the Blue Demons. Good job by the Raiders, and they'll get the first down.
Also playing D-tackle right now, the senior Zach Armstrong. And again, I mentioned the last.
Keep those legs churning and hits the hole quick. That's what you want as an offensive lineman.
Michael Terrell is now checked in, playing slot back.
Yeah. Like to see him get a carry. All these great minutes here for these young guys, and that's the building on that depth.
Well, again, that's you know, Coach Dayton, one of his phrases he'll use is iron sharpens iron, you know, and that's the concept of when you practice and you've got good teams, you're just making yourselves better, and these guys are working hard every night.
Minute 39 to go here. There's a handoff, and the ball was stripped away. It was taken away and going towards the end zone and brought down the 3-yard line. The ball was stripped away from the Albion runner, and the clock is going to continue to run here. So 1:23 to go. There will not be a stop in the clock. Both teams have got to run out here. Albion wanting to get this shutout, and you know the Raiders, they're playing for a ton of pride. This is a very good football program.
Absolutely.
With a very good football team this year.
No, absolutely. Again, they go to the Dome, and they lose in the semifinals last year. Only had two losses, won the first game, won the last. So, you know, otherwise they ran off a string of 11 wins in dominating fashion. Mount Air will call a timeout here with a minute 3 left in the game. Again, the Blue Demons 36-0. Here's about pride for both sides.
Both sides.
The defense for the Blue Demons wants to rise up and stop the score from the ball being on the 3. Mount Air wants to punch one in and get something positive to finish this game on with.
Well, here's something I'm gonna point out as a coach you really appreciate. And is that the defense was running out to the field as soon as the ball is put down, Dan. When you have that quick of a change of possession and you're putting substitutions in, it can be chaos.
Right.
But this coaching staff, kudos to them. You have to really respect that, Christian. You played on this team. The coaching staff really has things organized and the players ready. They went right in as soon as that ball was set down.
That's right. You always got to be ready to do your 1-11. And so this team, no matter what, you know, they're ready for football. They want to make that hit. So they're all sorts of excited, and they're going to run onto that field and do the plays that they need to do.
Yeah, the awareness of them. You know, we got reserves in here, different guys playing, and they were aware of the situation that they had to get out there. There was no hesitation. There wasn't, oh, are we in still? What are we doing? The guys that were in last possession are back in here again. We're going to go and have this defense stand one more time.
Goal line stance here for the Blue Demons. First down goal to go from the 3-yard line after the turnover. 36-0 Albion, 106 to go. Taylor, hard snap, puts the man in motion. Here's a counter play off to the right side. Met in the backfield and brought down. Is that Carter Isley?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. You do not miss Carter Isley normally. He stands out. He is a man amongst boys.
Yeah, he shot the gap there, read the counter coming around. Mount Air will do yet another timeout, stopping that clock.
Go Big Blue, wishing the best of the luck to all of the Albia Falls sports this year. Tuning in from Albia, go get them, boys. Sarah Clark checking in. Emma and Cooper Bradley listening in. And
Give a shout out to
Matt Archibald.
Sarah Clark, too, getting third place at the State Fair Queen Contest, representing Monroe County well. Congratulations. She's going to have a fine young career moving on after high school.
How about this? Way to go, Big Blue. Tim and Deanne Crawl in Worthington, Minnesota, checking in. We want to hear from you. We've got some T-shirts to give away. Why not? 641-799-1437. If you can text what event Cousin Eddie is going to be participating in. 641-799-1437. First person to get it right. Here's Taylor going to keep it. And he pushes forward and then push backwards. How about that, Cousin Eddie?
Looking up the middle here on them.
Another timeout, Dan. It is definitely pride that both teams are playing for now.
This is awesome from an honor standpoint. I mean, you got to love that. If you're the fans over here, you got to respect the team for stepping in there. Got last time out, so they're gonna actually get two plays going in here. So they'll be ready to go back to back with 53 seconds if they're not fortunate enough to score.
Again, we're looking to give away a a T-shirt to the person who can tell us what Cousin Eddie will be doing in his off the football field events.
Physical activity.
Camper racing? Well, that's he's done that.
Something new.
Something new.
Always something new.
RV racing.
Something blue.
So last year.
That is, he's still doing it though, and you know, so that's he's still doing but, it. But we're looking for the new adventure and the adventures of Cousin Eddie.
That RV racing's got over commercialized. It's just a lot of corporate anymore, so it's not as much flavorful as it used to be.
Here we go, third down and four from the 4 yard line. The Raiders knocking on the door. Albia trying to pitch a shutout. Here's a quick pitch, trying to get to the left side, and hit and brought down and lost all the way back to the 6 yard line. And there's those sharks that Cousin Eddie's going to be swimming with. And PC has got it right. Cousin Eddie, just like this Albia defense, is swimming with the sharks.
Nice job there. That pitch play, nice play for Mount Air, but the Blue Demons stuck to their assignments, stuck to their 1-11th and did their job. Now we got last play coming up here for Mount Air.
Here it is. Fourth down, goal to go from the 5. Taylor rolling back. He's going to tuck it under. He's going to go to the goal line. Met and brought down. Did he get in? Yes. And he did.
Yeah, he got the ball in.
Great effort there out of Taylor. What a gutsy effort. He dove and found a way to break the goal line, and that is a first-class effort out of a first-class quarterback.
And team as well. I mean, he's rolling out his strong side to his left and looking for his receivers. Didn't see anyone. He's a big, strong quarterback and just saw the gap that was wide open to get those last 4 yards to get the touchdown. So with 19 seconds on the clock, they score for the first time, Mount Air.
Yeah, just tip your hat. This is a fabulous football program here in Mount Air. Very good football team. And, Dan, They can start to book their tickets because I think this is another dome team here for Mount Air.
They're going to represent well in Class A and get themselves back where they want to be. Oh, by a snap on the PAT.
Taylor would brought down, and Blake Bear, they're going to make the stop. 19 seconds to go here, 36-6 Albia with the lead. We'll take a quick timeout, come back with your final 19 seconds here on Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate of Albia is your locally owned and operated family real estate professional, serving all of your area real estate needs since 1989. We are proud to support all of the Albia Blue Demon Athletics. Let our experienced staff assist with your sale or purchase of productive ag land, recreation property, or your dream home. Call any of the Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate team or stop by our office at 22 North Main in Albia for all of your real estate needs.
Yeah, we'll head back in just a little bit to the Absolute broadcast booth. We're getting ready for our GP Insurance kickoff brought to you by GP Insurance. Give Eric Powers and Travis Patton a call. Let them help you answer your health insurance questions. We'll head back to the field right after this.
Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton and Albia is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. USDA Select Family Packs of Angus Beef T-Bone Steaks are $6.99 per pound, and they're fresh cut. Pepsi and Mountain Dew 12 packs are 3 for $11 plus deposit. And bottles or cans of Busch and Busch Light in 18 packs are $11.79 plus deposit. Jim and Charlie's has free delivery Monday through Friday. Call Monday through Thursday by 11 a.m. to arrange free delivery.
Back to more Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country in high fidelity. Now, here's Jason and Dan.
Swift kick, and Abby's going to come up with it. 17 seconds to go here in this ball game. Go Big Blue. Thank you for airing the game, heading home from the airport, and love hearing my boy Brandon's name. Coach Pearson. Pearson's checking in. Coach, love you, and you can be a proud papa because he was out there stride for stride with the some of these first-class receivers and athletes at Mount Air has got it.
State qualifying tracksters that they have as well as Albia, and Brandon did a great job on that last possession.
Proud of our Blue Demons. Way to start the season. Southern Iowa Technology text line. Anne-Marie, Michael Freshwater, Sherry Gordon driving back from Wapello. Go Big Blue. Shout out to Ryan, Brett, and Gunner.
Gunner Maupin did get a couple plays in that last possession. I didn't get a mention. I saw him running off the field after a couple, so nice job, Gunner.
Good kid.
You bet. Victory formation for the Blue Demons.
Pretty formation, and Bear will take a knee, and that will be your final play of this ball game as the Blue Demons are going to get the win. Good start to the season. Albia from Carter's and Vicky and family in Kansas City, and we are so fortunate to have all of you joining us on this football Friday night, and this old ride of a season is just getting underway, and our broadcast is not over. We're going to take you all the way to the midnight hour here. And when we come back after a quick timeout, Cousin Eddie and Christian's going to try to catch up with the head coach and get his final comments of this ballgame. And we'll roundtable this thing and send you back to the Friday Night Lights studio with all the scoring updates and notes and comments from the coaches from around the area. We'll be right back. 36-6, your final score here. You're listening to Blue Demon Football.
Wish you could undo your Verizon or AT&T contract? Just bring your bill to a U.S. Cellular store, and we guarantee we'll beat your current plan price. If we can't, you'll get a $50 promo card. Retail installment contract, share connect plan, phone turn-in, $25 activation fee, and device protection plus required. Must port in number from Verizon or AT&T on comparable share data plan. $50 U.S. Cellular promo card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC, valid for purchase in-store or online. Other restrictions apply. See store for details.
Stop in today at Boyd's Cellular, your local authorized agent of U.S. Cellular. For more details, Boyd's has four locations to serve you: New Sharon, Grinnell, Newton, and Albia.
No matter what stage of life you're in, Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, gives you the coverage you deserve through Simply Blue Health Plans. Choose from more than 20 coverage options, from traditional to tax advantage plans. Plus, get peace of mind knowing that you're covered by a name you know and trust. That's the difference of blue. For information, call Eric Powers, an authorized independent agent of Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield, 641-932-3171. Eric Powers at G&P Insurance.
A celebration begins across the way. 36-6, your final score. And here is a singing of our beautiful fight song, Percy. And that's the sound of a joyful Blue Demon football team. 36-6, your final score. And, Dan, the offense took a little time to get this life going here, but you got to give credit where credit is due. And how about the play and the tenacity, the no-quit attitude of Mount Air? And this is a very good football program with a very good football team, and they fought to the very end. And if you're the coach of this Raider team, you got to be proud of the way your team fought to the bitter end. And kudos to Albia, that two-platoon football did pay dividends, and they executed, and that is the storyline of the night.
Well, I think that's huge, and we saw that a lot last year. In Mount Air, you know, is a program we've heard Coach Dayton talk about, you know, that when they get the redistricting two years ago, nobody wanted to play them out of district. You know, teams in their district don't want to play them. And we had kind of a similar problem. We couldn't find anyone who wanted to play us, and so two teams got matched together and said, yeah, let's have this because it'll be a great
match. Hey, guys, I got Coach here.
All right, we're going to go down to Christian with your Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Food coaches interview. Take it away, Big C.
Yep, down here with the head coach of Albia, Coach Jerry Satan. Coach, thoughts on the second half? What was the things that made the second half a little bit better for you guys?
We played with more enthusiasm and took better care of the ball than we did in the first half. You gotta guard the football.
The thing that you're about to do next after the football game, talk a little bit about that.
Well, we have what we call Afterglow, where we celebrate what we got accomplished together and celebrate the win. It was a victory. We're not going to think about mistakes and all that. We'll fix that on Monday. Tonight we celebrate the W.
Hey, congrats, Coach, on the big win, and good luck on next week.
Thank you. Beat Fairfield.
Beat Fairfield's right. That was Coach.
That is the Hall of Fame coach, Coach Jerry Staten. And, Dan, you know, he's got to feel really proud about the way his guys played. There was moments where we made mistakes, but you also have to say those were created by the great effort by Mount Air as well. Oh, yeah. When you play a good team, they're going to make you make mistakes. And that's the iron that's going to sharpen the iron. This was a very good football team to help us become a better football team.
Well, and that's what you as a coach, you really kind of want this stuff. I mean, it can be nerve-wracking when you're going such a great opponent, but you want great matchups so that you can get yourself tested. District play is going to be here before we know it. As Coach just mentioned, too, we come right back with Fairfield as our first home game. Pella Christian's our other non-district game. So that's an incredible non-district schedule. really should get us prepared for that district season, which is what sets up for playoffs and hopefully a great run to the Dome once again.
Well, Albia did cross the 25-point mark, Dan, and that's good news for our listeners, and they better act quickly because I have a feeling that...
The schedule could get booked. You want to get in on that. Next week, 10% off. Have I got that right? Make sure I'm getting it right.
You got it right. You can give away some of their money. That's fine.
I don't want to give away more. Mad Dog will chew me out there. But, yeah, 10% off next week for the Blue Demon scoring over 25 points. So any service you want, give them a call. They'll give you that discount. Mention Friday Night Like Football with KIC Thunder Country so they know why you're asking for that.
And to look at the number of grub and tailgates that were going on, there's probably some cleaning up to be done next week.
Yeah, they could certainly help out. You know, and a great job for the Blue Demons. Again, they don't have time to relax. They're going to come back, go to Fairfield next week, or play Fairfield at home.